The thing that really changes the company isn't the sales growth, though.
It is the number of people.
This shows you the total here. We are now well over 15,000 employees. And yet, until we moved to Seattle, we were about 16 employees. Then we got up to a little over 30 when Steve came. Then right after Steve Ballmer comes, then you see these periods of 40 to 129, 220 to 476, increasing at a very rapid rate. It is swell because you can have all these other product groups. You can sell around the world, and you can do better product support. You can lavish on the developers a great library. You can start a research group that is looking way out into the future. And your recruiting department can be the best at going out to all of those universities. So many excellent things that the energetic, smart people we hired empowered us to do. But it does mean that I got to the point where I couldn't look at all of the code, which I had done in the early years. At 100 people, I knew everybody. I even knew their license plates when they came and went. I knew really what everyone was up to. By the time it got to 1,000, that was no longer the case. I was hiring the managers and knew all of the managers, but there was a level of indirection. And certainly, as you go up over 10,000, then there are several levels indirect. There are some products that you certainly know how they fit in if you are setting the overall strategy. Now, electronic mail has been a huge phenomena for us. And it keeps a little bit of a closer feel, even if somebody's office is in another building. You're always sending them messages. Or even if they're off in another country, it makes that easy. So, we are not as big as our size suggests. But it certainly has a bit of a different feel than the small company.
At the same time, has your culture changed? Or has it been pretty stable?
Well, the culture, of course, varies by group. The sales force has great salespeople and have the same enthusiasm for software, but their day-to-day activity and measurement is quite different. In the product groups, it is pretty similar today. The developers like writing great code. They like collaborating with the team. They like getting things out every 18 months. They like watching the competition. If somebody is very smart and contributing a lot, then it is fun. If they don't match that kind of level of energy, then it is really not the right place for them. It is an exciting thing. It is still a little bit different. People can't come and talk to me every day.
And so, they have to look to their business unit manager,
which is how we have it set up. Certainly, we are trying to preserve all of that culture and get the advantages of being a large company with a broad product line, with stability, worldwide presence, great support, and yet have the advantages that a small software company has.
Is there anything else you want to add?
I'd say that my job throughout all this has been, I think,
the most fun job I can imagine having,
and partly the people I've gotten to work with outside the company. Certainly, there are great people inside the company.
And certainly, for at least a decade or that will just continue to be the case.